his names, you know, like John Wilkes Booth and Lee Harvey Oswald, and now we've got James J. Lee. If they're using all three names, you know it's an evil person. You know who told me that? Francis Ford Coppola. Anyway, getting back to the story here, he's issued his list of demands, and oh man, we're going to have fun with this one. You know, everybody must bow toward the direction of Al Gore five times each day. No, that's not on there. I'm just making that up. But it's like he absolutely is insisting that Discovery Channel just go on to, like, you know, this incredibly intense broadcast schedule of global warming propaganda and. You know, I'll get into the list later. I can't read it while I'm actually doing the show, but this is really starting to devolve, and I'm looking in over at Twitter, and already the warmistas are saying, oh, they're going to use us to discredit the global warming movement. Actually, the global warming movement was pretty well discredited before James Lee came along. He's just putting sort of a humorous coup de grace onto the whole thing. And I'm not trying to trivialize the fact that this is a very intense situation. And we still don't know whether he really has a bomb or not. Given his prior history, it could just be an empty box. But we're going to find out. But he's issued his list of demands that we must all, you know, do whatever it is he wants to do. And mostly it has to do with Discovery Channel reshaping its programming to suit his own personal agenda, which is, of course, the Earth is getting warmer, we're all going to roast to death, it's your fault, and you must atone for it. So, anyway, that's what's going on with that. Now, getting back to the situation in Israel, a couple of days ago, they had this shooting, a drive-by shooting, in which four Israelis were killed. Now, before we go any further, you need to understand, there is a huge organized crime problem in Israel, and people get shot all the time. And when they do, if they don't actually have a perpetrator, Israel's policy has been to always blame Palestinian terrorists. Now, in this case, they got a phone call from somebody claiming to be from the Al-Qassam Brigades of Hamas, saying, we did it! Blame us! We did it! We're bad people! And, of course, Israel's now taking the position that this shooting of these four Israelis is grounds to accelerate the building of settlements in the West Bank and to basically not concede anything at all to Abbas during these so-called peace talks. How wonderfully convenient and lucky for Benjamin Netanyahu that these four Israelis were shot at just the right exact moment to do him the most good going into these peace talks. Now, I don't believe it was Hamas at all. I think, you know, Israel whacked its own people, or it's just another gangland shooting that is all too common in that part of the world, and it's being blamed on Hamas for political gain. Because, I mean, stop and think about it. Why would Hamas go out and shoot four Israelis at this exact moment, knowing it's going to play into Israel's advantage? It's going to play into the settlers' advantage. It's going to absolutely help Netanyahu refuse any kind of concessions for the Palestinian people. It doesn't make any sense. This is like saying that, you know, like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson are going to start walking into schools and shooting American school kids. You don't destroy your own public support that way. Because of the flotilla attack in May, because of Cass Led, Israel's world support is cratered. American support for Israel is at an all-time low. Why would Hamas commit such an atrocity right now that's only going to benefit Israel? And the answer is they wouldn't. They're not that stupid. They're absolutely not that stupid. This is another classic false flag from Israel. By way of deception, thou shalt conquer is the motto of the Mossad. This is another false flag attack. So, anyway, we're going to take another break for some commercials. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're going to go back to the phones. Dee in Minnesota. Aloha, Dee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Well, first of all, this shooting in Israel.
Yes.
First of all, I know a couple Palestinians, and these guys are very, very educated about what's going on in the world.
Yes.
They know exactly what's going on. They read the news. They're very informed, very intelligent. They probably are well aware that support for Israel is cratered. Hamas is aware of this, too.
Yes.
They're not stupid enough to go out and jeopardize this.
No, they're not. They absolutely
Nobody's
are not.
Nobody's that stupid, especially when you're this educated about what's going on in the world.
Israel hopes you're that stupid.
They need to know more about what's going on than a lot of Americans do. So there's no way. I think you're right. It is an Israeli trick along with this mosque. It's an Israeli distraction because they can't get what they want. So they're just turning to desperation. They can't get along. They can't get what they want. They're getting desperate.
Yes, they are. They absolutely are.
And this the same thing with this Warmista dude taking over and taking hostages like that.
I'm reading his list of demands now. I mean, I looked at his manifesto earlier today, and I'm reading his list of demands. And it's very much in line with what Al Gore and the rest of his people have been saying about, we've got to impose draconian controls on people, and we've got to stop encouraging birth. You know, the only thing in there that I can like start to agree with is, you know, we've got to end all the programs promoting war and technology. I could kind of sort of get behind that one. But for the rest of it, it's your basic, self-hate screed that you get from the environmental extremists who are not interested in the environment. They're just looking for a reason to say, you know, I hate the other humans. And these are the people who go around saying that a dam built by beavers for beavers' purposes is perfectly natural, but a dam built by humans for humans' purposes is an abomination and affront to nature. And it does reveal a certain degree of self-hate. And if you read this guy's list of demands, it becomes very, very evident that, you know, he's got a few other issues, and he just signed on to the global warming movement as a way of saying, yes, the world sucks, and we're going to fix it this way.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you've got these people, these warmistas, and you've got Israel. They're not getting any traction, so they're going to every length to stir up trouble. Really, they are. We're reaching the bottom of the barrel with this here, and it's really sad.
Well, they're still trying to play the games by the tricks that worked long ago, and they don't work any longer, and more people are twigging to that situation. And, you know, I think it bodes well for the future. We just have to get through this very awkward time of transition where the old means of rule by deception are going to have to fall away and make way for governments that are going to basically evolve with the understanding we can't get away with that crap anymore. We can't get away with carving the temple walls with our victories over the Hittites at Kadesh, because in this day and age, people can drive up to Kadesh and find out what actually went on up there.
Yep, what really happened. Yep, like your theme song said. And Phil Kearney, I'm sorry he had to go through that with those dirtbags that were threatening his life. I don't, you know, I'm just sorry. I mean, I was shocked when he said that he deserved what he got. I mean, this guy was defending these people. So it was just a shock to me to hear that. I'm like, whoa.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people get compromised all the time, and you start wondering what they're thinking. I mean, right now the warmistas, they've got this one guy who used to be a critic of the global warming movement, and now all of a sudden he's got this huge grant of research money, and he's turned around and saying, oh, yes, it's definitely a problem. Yeah, you put enough dollar signs in front of it, you can buy anybody. Dee, I got to let you go. We got another caller on the line here, and we're going to switch over to George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I was watching on my local TV news show last night, and they said, they had a couple people arrested on a flight, Arab men arrested on a flight from Chicago to Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. And they said it was a terrorist. They might think it was a terrorist dry run because they had cell phones strapped to empty antacid bottles. I'm like, get real.
Oh, boy. Yeah, what it turned out to be, we actually covered this on the show yesterday. What it turned out to be is these guys were from Yemen, and when their friends in Yemen had said, you're going to the United States, would you buy me XYZ? And the Yemen said, yeah, we'll get you cell phones and watches and whatnot. Now, the reason for wrapping a wristwatch around a bottle, if you don't have the actual box, you know, watches used to come in watch boxes. They don't anymore. If you go to a store and you buy a watch, you get handed the watch. Okay, and it's in a little plastic case that isn't really very resilient. So putting the watch around like a shampoo bottle or something is just a way to keep the chain band from being crushed as the baggage gets handled. And that's the reason for that. But the reason they had all these cell phones and everything, they were gifts for friends back home. And there really wasn't anything there, but it's being blown all over the media because we've got to do the booga booga and remind everybody that, you know, that the Arab Muslims are the bad people. You're supposed to be worried about them. Don't worry about the dancing Israelis. Don't worry about the Federal Reserve. Don't worry about Bernie Madoff with the loot. Hate the Muslims. They're the ones that you're supposed to go be angry with. And it's just more of that same crap.
Well, it's just more like I was sitting there watching on Facebook and say, this is why we got to oppose Sharia law in Islam. And it's like, well, I kind of remember back in the 1920s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, devout people called Christian put on white hoods and robes and burned crosses and tortured people, too, in the name of Christianity.
Oh, they've been doing that for thousands of years. I mean, my own family got slapped around by the Inquisition back in the 1490s. And, you know, the reality is that, you know, ordinary people of all religions, I mean, you know, Christianity, Judaism, Muslim, are all from Abraham's monotheistic roots. It's the fanatics, the sociopaths, who get dressed up in three-piece suits or military uniforms or those funny little robes, and they start screaming about, we must do this because the gods proclaim it so. And that's what gets us all into trouble. So if we can get rid of these sociopaths in the three-piece suits and the military uniforms and those funny little robes, you know, beneath which they're molesting the choir boys, we would actually have a much better world. We really, really would. The problem isn't the people of planet Earth. The problem are the leaders who get into positions of power and then figure, wow, let's see what I can make this baby do.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, I haven't heard from countless Muslim people that they found out government agents in their mosques trying to stir up stuff.
Oh, yeah, very much so. That's classic COINTELPRO. I mean, they've got this case that's going on now where they're finding out the only guy who really had the bombs, you know, for the so-called bombing plot against synagogues, the only guy with the explosives was the government informant who got, you know, some ungodly amount of money, like $90,000, to set up these patsies. You know, and it's a classic case of entrapment. They're trying to create terror groups to keep you scared with. And again, there's nothing new with that. Back, you know, when I was in college, we had, I remember the Patty Hearst kidnapping and the Symbionese Liberation Army, whatever the heck that meant, and their leader, Sin Q, who turned out to be an FBI informant. And that's the reason when they finally burned down the SLA's house, the ringleaders' bodies were never found. They all grew beards and dyed their hair, and they're managing the Wendy's out in Billings, Montana, probably now, under the Witness Protection Program. But the government creates these monsters to wave at you to scare you into going along with the agenda. And they're doing it again. And yeah, just before the 7/7 subway bombing in London, I'm sorry, the tube bombing in London, we were getting reports that there was this terror drill being planned. There was a terror exercise taking place at the exact time the terror attacks happened. And just in the weeks before that, we got reports that people were going into the Muslim communities and they were hiring actors to play the part of terrorists in this terrorist exercise. And the story we got is, I mean, because one of the guys who got blown up in this situation was a brand new father. I'm sorry, I don't care how devout you are in your religion. When you got a brand new kid on your hands, you don't go out and commit suicide. But you do need money. So when somebody knocks on your door and says, we want you to pretend to be a terrorist, and here, take this backpack with a fake bomb, and take this scheduled train, and after you're all done at the end of the day, we'll give you some money. You can buy a new pram for your baby and everything like that. And then thing goes off, and boom, and there we are. And yeah, it's setting people up to take the fall. It's classic false flag exercises. And the message we're getting, I mean, they cancel a war with Iran over the nuclear threat. So, you know, starting with this New York mosque, and now it's spread up to one in Rochester, New York, and one down in Tennessee. It's just this constant pounding. Hate the Muslims, hate the Muslims, hate the Muslims. We are losing what it means to be America with this polarization. We are being turned into Israel. Now, if I wanted to live in the Israeli governmental system or social system, I would move to Israel. I'm in America, and I want to go on being an American, and I resent our country being Zionified before my very eyes.
Well, I'll tell you, Mike, I'd rather work for a Muslim than work for a Hallelujah Christian. Because at least I can tell you, when I worked for a Muslim, at least he stood up and did not allow customers come in to dishonor their employees. I tell you that right now.
Well, you know, I've had some very unfortunate experiences at the hands of fanatical Christians. In fact, there was this group called the Children of God. When I was in college, they kidnapped and killed a girlfriend of mine. And the FBI basically, they investigated for 3 months, and what they basically said is this group was kidnapping people, they'd take them off someplace in the desert, and they just worked to convert them and brainwash them, and the ones who wouldn't convert, they'd just kill them, bury them in a shallow grave out in the desert. And these were very, very dangerous people. I've never had a Muslim inconvenience me like that, okay? In my family history, it was the Catholics who tortured us, you know, and said, you will convert to Catholicism or we will kick you out of your homes and take your wealth and all the rest of that. That all came from the Catholics. I've never had a problem with Muslims in that regard. We got to let you go, George. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard the big news? The anti-gun politicians just had their ass handed to them in the McDonald versus Chicago case. And now we are celebrating right in the backyard of Chicago itself, announcing America's Victory Shoots, the largest patriotic shooting event in generations, celebrating the Supreme Court's decision in McDonald versus Chicago, restoring the rights of all Americans across the land, from sea to shining sea. America's Victory Shoot is for Americans who share a passion for their rights and to celebrate the restoration of the Second Amendment. So come and let the freedom bells ring. Join us in the patriotic shooting event of a generation. Grab your guns and sign up for an event-filled weekend of shooting and self-protection training for you and your family. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Dan is now in the control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. And I want to go back to the economy. The market just closed. They had a really good day. It's up 250 points on this this report that manufacturing in China and Australia is soaring, and that factory activity in the U.S. has increased slightly, even though the unemployment numbers remain extremely high. Not exactly sure how that works out. Could be more dicking with the market for political gain. We'll keep an eye on it. The bottom line is most people don't even own stocks anymore. The small players are all gone, almost all gone. I know we had a caller in the last hour that was saying he's still a little fish among the big fish. And unfortunately, little fish among the big fish tend to get eaten, so please be very, very careful. I have not actually been involved in the stock market since way back during about the time of the Northridge earthquake. We were living in North Hollywood, and the very first phone call we got after the quake was from our broker saying, you know, are you guys okay? And by the way, I got this hot issue. Anyway, the problem bank list has climbed to 829. These are banks that are in serious trouble, could fail, over and above the ones that have already failed. and they're keeping an eye on them. We're basically coming down to there are going to be 3, 4, or 5 super banks that have it all, and all the other small banks are basically looking like they're probably going to go away. We have a caller on the line. We're going to go to Larry in Arkansas. Aloha, Larry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, yeah, I like everything you got to say, but the Muslim thing I got a little bit of a problem with. They're so religious in their beliefs that do you think once they're in great numbers in America that they will put the Constitution and our laws above their Sharia law?
Well, I mean, look at how many Christians we've got who want to put their Christian faith above the Constitution. That seems to be, unfortunately, a phenomenon with every religion. That's why the Founding Fathers, in order to free this nation from religious discord, said that no religion is favored above any other. That's why the First Amendment right there. No law respecting an institution of religion. You're all equal in the eyes of the law. Doesn't stop them from trying. We have Christians running around saying, oh, look at the gay marriage thing. They're always screaming about, well, we've got to ban gay marriage because the Bible says marriage is this. And the instant you say the Bible says, it's no longer a legal issue. It shouldn't be, at any rate. And if the Muslims want to change the laws, through political activism, is that in any way, shape, or different than Christians doing the same thing? Or
I'm not
Jews
worried
doing
about politically. I'm not talking about politically. I'm talking about if they were in great numbers, they would try to, be more violent or anything. That's the real issue with them, not their
You know,
political
I think you
views.
need to go look at how many Muslims are already in the United States of America. The only ones who are being violent are all these, these phonies, Adam Earl.
There is quite a bit of Muslims in the country already, and they're behaving themselves and living by the laws and such as that.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. The only ones who are acting violently or provocatively are people like, Adam Gadon, whose real name is Adam Perlman, Yusuf Al-Khattab, whose real name is Joseph Cohen, and there's
that
a third
eases my
one.
Mind. That eases my mind because that was a concern. I don't know a lot of Muslims or anything, so that eases my mind because that's my question. It wasn't a statement that was going to happen. I'm just asking a question.
You're right. But again, 99% of people of all religions just want to get along and run a business and take care of their family. It's just the sociopathic nutcase leaders, again, of all faiths,
right,
that are trying to stir things up.
I agree with that, especially the Judeo-Christian Zionist types. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the problem with the Christian Zionists, they don't realize how badly they're being used by Israel. Because
exactly.
When the shooting is all over, I mean, if you were to go to Israel and see how Israel treats the Christian shrines, you would understand immediately that Israel's only interest in the Christian Zionist is as, pawns to support the Zionist agenda. And after that, the only reason they tolerate the Christian shrines there is the tourist revenue.
I know you go into a lot of churches and you sit down and you start hearing about politics and everything. I mean, and then they start laying their politics on you and is a war. We should be we got to send our troops over there and such as that. I mean, it's just ridiculous that they're even speaking to those things.
It's nothing new with that. I mean, even if you go back and you read Mark Twain's The War Prayer, and he talks about how the churches were used to sell the holiness of the war to the combatants. In theory, under the terms of the 501c3 that most churches operate under, they're not supposed to express political advocacy. But if you go back to George W. Bush's presidency and his faith-based initiative, they started handing out money to religious institutions to promote the government agenda to the faithful. And so, there's a lot of pro-war preaching in the pulpit these days, and I think it's absolutely disgraceful when you compare that to the message of the historical Jesus.
Right, exactly.
Okay?
Okay, thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, have a good day. Thanks for the call here. Now, little piece of news that probably, the focus is still completely on this Discovery Channel. I hope nothing important is going on someplace else that we're missing. When we come back from this next break, I want to call your attention to the fact that we're just months away from the largest single tax increase in U.S. history. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors, 800-313-9443.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I want to ask you something in all honesty. If you are walking by the shore or along a dock, and you see in the water a fellow human being struggling to keep their mouth and nose up in the air to breathe, they're treading water, they're just having a real hard time, they're just working to keep from drowning, does it make sense to take a fire hose, shove it in their mouth, and turn it on full blast? Well, it doesn't to me, if you're concerned about the welfare of that person. Now, in this metaphor, the person that's struggling to keep their head above water is 300 million Americans in this current economy. And that fire hose is taxation. We are already seeing numerous states in a tax death spiral. California is a good example. They raise taxes. Businesses say, we can't make it here. They pull up stakes, move to another state, take the jobs with them. And so California has one less business and a lot more unemployed. And the tax revenues go down, so California raises taxes again. And that drives more businesses away. And they have more unemployed in California, and the tax revenues go down, so California raises taxes again. And that's what I mean by the tax death spiral. The government keeps raising taxes until the entire state falls apart. We're seeing other states do it as well. Oregon just did a huge tax raise. So many businesses left that the tax increase failed to reach its revenue projections like by 50% because of everybody just said, to heck with this, we're leaving to someplace with better fiscal sense. Now, as of January 1 of this next year, the American people, and you know we're already having trouble paying our taxes. Look at all those commercials you see all over TV for tax busters and taxmaster and all these various, you know, people who for a few thousand dollars will insert themselves between you and the Internal Revenue Service, which is probably going to save a lot of lives of tax collectors, and to try and find some way to go through the process to resolve this extraordinary mess called the Internal Revenue Service and the income tax. And more people are coming to the conclusion that the income tax is illegal anyway. Oddly enough, that Department of Justice booklet they just put out saying that anybody who talks about the Constitution, you know, is a terrorist threat and they should be watched. In their section about the tax protesters, you know, if you're unhappy about paying half of your money to the government, there is something wrong with you in the eyes of the Department of Justice. And oddly enough, the way they wrote that little descriptive paragraph, it implies that there actually are some grounds for saying that maybe we're not supposed to be paying as much taxes as we are. Of course, from the point of view of the government, we're not only not paying enough taxes, we got to be made to pay more because otherwise the government is going to start defaulting on all the borrowing they've been doing. But that's another story for another day here. As of January 1, the American people, already overstressed, overburdened, overtaxed, are going to get slammed with another round of tax increases amounting to the largest single tax increase in American history at a time when our economy cannot support it. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing what's going on here. Okay, as of January 1, the 2001 and 2003 tax relief reductions are going to expire. You know, there were tax cuts that were put in for small business owners and families, and they expire January 1. The second slam is that personal income tax rates will rise. Everybody pays more taxes, okay? And they're phasing out more of the itemized deductions and personal exemptions. Those are going away. The tax brackets are going to increase. Higher taxes on marriage and family. Used to be, when I was a little kid, if you were married, you got a tax break because you were usually a single working family, single working parent, and so there was a tax break for taking care of the family. Now, following the 1990s, when both parents were sent to work, you now pay more taxes if you're married. If you're two adults cohabitating without marriage, you actually pay less taxes. You want to know why marriage is on the decline? The government taxes you to get married. You pay more if you're married than if you're unmarried. Everything else can be the same. You're sharing a house, sharing a bedroom, sharing the shower, sharing the dryer, and everything rest can be exactly the same. But the instant you put on the rings and take that oath in front of a clergyman, your tax rates go up. You're being punished for getting married. They're bringing back the death tax, higher tax rates on savers and investors. Capital gains tax is going up. Cumulatively, it is a huge, huge wallop. We, the American people, are just barely keeping this economy going. And this new round of tax increases are absolutely going to kill what's left of our economy. I mean, there's already a huge non-compliance problem. We've already got people crashing airplanes into the Internal Revenue Service. Why doesn't the government get a clue that we're really at the breaking point? We can't give you what we don't have, is the bottom line. And government's whole attitude right now is, oh, we need the money, we're going to take more from you, and it's up to you to figure out how to get that money. We're getting zero help from the government. What we get is a new bill passed, they'll take a dollar from us and give us back 50 cents, along with a big stack of forms to fill out, so that some congressman's nephew has a job processing the paperwork into some kind of report that nobody's ever going to read. Meanwhile, the manufacturing is gone. Like I said at the top of the show, Citigroup has outsourced 50,000 IT jobs to India. The jobs are going away because we're being taxed into paralysis. We, the American people, are caught between that rock and the hard place. Our jobs have gone away. Debt is going up. Taxes are going up. Bills are going up. The dollar is in decline, which means all of our imported goods, which is most of what we buy, are going up in price. We're reaching the breaking point. And nobody in government seems to comprehend that. What would actually save this economy, what would turn us around, what would light up this country like a Christmas tree, is to cut all federal taxes by 50%. And you could pay for it by giving up this psychotic need to go around the planet killing brown people on behalf of Israel. Instead of pretending to end the war in Iraq, let's end it. Let's bring all those kids home. Let's stop pouring money into all of those military bases, which don't do anything except annoy the Iraqis. Let's stop spending money on these big, huge tanks and big, huge guns and big, huge bombs, which don't bring any return. They just make craters. Let's stop spending money on this gargantuan war machine that is laying waste to the world. Let's bring our people back home. Let us start investing our money in new technologies to build new industries and new products to move forward. Thorium reactors, we talked about those yesterday. If we give up this psychotic need to go around the world killing brown people, we could cut federal taxes by 50 cents and not touch any other domestic programs. We really could do that. And if we cut taxes by 50% at the federal level, the whole economy will explode because businesses will come back. Because this is now a very inexpensive place to conduct business in. All those corporations that sent jobs to other countries for the tax advantage will start coming back into the United States. They'll bring the manufacturing back. It will take time. It's not going to be accomplished before the next election, and maybe that's the reason our politicians aren't interested in that kind of a solution. Maybe the downfall of our society, the downfall of the United States of America, is that we have a political system which absolutely precludes any long-term planning of any kind. Because as of the next administration, the plans can be repealed, and nobody's really interested in any solution that can't make them look good in time for the next election. And maybe that is a major flaw in the way our country is run. And I'm not sure how to fix it, but it's something that we've got to address when we start thinking about what we're going to have replace the government that we have right now. So, anyway, under Obama's plan, and even with the taxes going up, because of all the borrowing that has been done to shower money all over Wall Street, to give money to Israel, to pay for the wars, all of that borrowing, half of all of our taxes are now going for interest. And here's the bad news. It isn't enough. The interest on the government's debt now exceeds all the income tax paid by every single American. Now, they've got other sources of revenues, like, you know, the oil royalties and everything that used to be coming in from the Gulf of Mexico. But the reality is that the U.S. is not meeting the interest payments on the national debt, which means it's going further into debt no matter how hard the American people are working. We are in a state of permanent debt slavery. We, 300 million Americans, have been sold into the slavery of a private bank called the Federal Reserve. We were sold into that slavery by the Congress of 1913 and President Woodrow Wilson. We are debt slaves. We are indentured servants, if you prefer that term. But that's exactly what it is, and it was done without our permission. I never agreed to underwrite the reckless borrowing of this government when they were pushing TARP through. 90% of Americans called up the U.S. Congress, faxed the U.S. Congress, emailed the U.S. Congress, and said, do not use public money to save Wall Street from their own reckless behavior. And Congress went ahead and did it anyway, against the express wishes of the American people, because Congress's own personal fortunes are in those companies they saved. They were protecting their own wealth at your expense. They're spending your tax money while ignoring your wishes. That is taxation without representation. And in that little tiny schoolhouse I went to in Loudoun, New Hampshire, I was taught that taxation without representation is a justifiable reason to fire the government. And I think it's time we start seriously thinking about doing that again. Because, and I'm getting all these emails from people saying, oh, the Republicans are going to sweep Congress in November, and they probably will. You know, the Gallup poll is showing just across the board, support for the GOP is 10% above support for the Democrats. And I'm sure any Democrats listening to Obama's last speech last night probably are throwing their shoes, you know, at the TV sets here, to paraphrase one of the reader letters that we got here, because he's just burying himself in the Democratic Party further and further. But you know something, even if we get a GOP Congress, it's not going to change anything, because this mess was started by a Republican president and a Republican Congress. They're both headed in the same direction. Money in their pockets, favors for Israel, and to heck with what the American people need. And so switching back and forth, I don't see it as a solution anymore. Voting for the lesser of two evils is still evil, and it's a stupid way to run a country, in my opinion. And we have got to find a way to get the Republicans and the Democrats out of power, to get some new parties in there, to get people like Ron Paul a clear path into the White House, not blocked or filtered by the corporate media, not blocked and filtered by those electronic voting machines. I mean, we're just getting started in this voting season, and already the lawsuits are flying over lost ballots, miscounted ballots, those electronic machines that you keep pushing the red button and the blue candidate keeps winning. Until we get those electronic voting machines either secure or out of our polling places by any means necessary, and yes, that means sledgehammers, we're never going to regain control of our country. It's called the BRB, the big red button. We get marched into the polling places, we push a button, and then that evening the news says, your new leader is this, and he's going to bend you over the couch and he's going to do you from the rear, but that's what you voted for, so don't you dare complain. We live in an age of lies and fraud and deception. Global warming, the most obvious recent example. Saddam's nukes, another example. How many times do you have to be lied to before you accept you're being lied to? And I will not live under a government that lies to us. The Constitution does not allow the government, does not authorize the government to lie to the people. And the 10th Amendment prohibits them from assuming that right and that power over the people. When the government lies, the instant that first lie is told, the government is acting illegally and unconstitutionally. The office of the president is an office. It's not the man. The moment the president lies, he exceeds the authority of the office of president of the United States of America, and it becomes just another schmo in a poor-fitting suit that's out there exploiting his office for personal gain. Whether it's George W. Bush lying about Saddam's nuclear bombs, or Barack Obama lying to us that it's safe to go swimming in the Gulf. That's not the president who said those things, because the president is not allowed to lie. It's George Bush saying Saddam had nuclear bombs. It's Barack Obama saying it's safe to go swimming in the Gulf. But they've exceeded the power of their office when they lie to the people like that. They are acting unconstitutionally. The government is delegitimized the moment it lies to the American people. Okay, and I, for one, will have a government that is truthful, or I will have no government at all. And a lot of people say, oh, you can't say that. Yeah, I can. Yeah, I can. Better no government at all than a government that's going to lie and exploit us this way. And frankly, looking at the Republicans and the Democrats as we head into the November elections, anarchy is looking really attractive at the moment. I mean, is your life better than it was two decades ago? Is your life better than your parents' life before you back in the 1950s? We have a record number of Americans in government anti-poverty programs, and the rest of us are being taxed into poverty to pay for it, because there's very little new money coming into the system, because all of our manufacturing and job creation and all that has gone to other shores. The entire foundation of our pyramid economic system has already collapsed, and the cracks are just moving higher and higher and higher. They could turn it around if they wanted to. They don't seem able or willing to even try. Now, on a little bit of a lighter note here, all of these cities and municipalities that are cutting back on their police services may change their mind. You know, we were reporting where Oakland was saying if you suffer a burglary or robbery or theft, they won't even send a cop out. You just fill it out online, they send you a form for your insurance company, and all will be well. Well, apparently somebody stole the tires off of the Detroit mayor's SUV. So probably he's going to start saying, you know, maybe we ought to put a few more police back on the streets of our city there in Detroit here. Meanwhile, Barack Obama, the same guy who said it's okay for Israel to kill Americans in international waters, has called on the United Nations to come in and govern Arizona with regard to the security of its borders. Okay, I mean, I question Obama being able to come in and tell Arizona that they can't, that they've got to let people come across the border from Mexico. Now Obama is saying to the UN, oh, those people in Arizona, they're violating the human rights of the Mexicans. You've got to do something about that. Somebody in the chat room said, Obama is not even an American. Okay, well, he's certainly not in his attitudes. And I don't want to get off on this whole birth certificate thing because it's a bunch of nonsense and it's a pointless distraction. But certainly he's incompetent to be president of the United States. He's certainly not serving the American people. And that's really what his job is supposed to be. Somebody in the chat room is saying Obama's a puppet of Israel. Yeah, the whole government is. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 515 an hour will go.
go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm reading an email from a listener who says that he sent Matt Taibbi, I believe that's the correct pronunciation, Rolling Stone writer, one of the articles on how the Mossad and Israel may have been behind 9/11. The response from this Rolling Stone writer was it pissed him off. He doesn't believe Mossad would be involved. And again, we talk about the imposition of beliefs in order to constrain the mind, to enslave you to a certain point of view, to a certain set of actions and responses. Some of the greatest, most horrific crimes in history were gotten away with because the public could not believe such things were possible of their own government. The Germans could not believe that Adolf Hitler had all those slave labor camps, and yet we know now they did. The German people were enslaved by their belief about what their government was going to be doing. Up until the Abu Ghraib scandal, the American people could not believe their government engaged in the torture of prisoners of war. And since then, we have discovered not only has the United States been torturing prisoners at Abu Ghraib and Bagram and Guantanamo, we found historical evidence that U.S. torture of prisoners has been routine going back to the war in the Philippines. We had a guest on our show who was a trainer of torture techniques in Vietnam. But they got away with it. The U.S. government got away with it because the American people could not believe that their government was capable of such evil. The American people could not believe we would overthrow Allende in Chile and impose the dictator Pinochet. The American people could not believe that our government would overthrow Mossadegh in Iran and impose the Shah and Savak on the people of Iran. And that's why the U.S. kept getting away with it. Because the American people were enslaved by their beliefs, just like this writer over at Rolling Stone, Matt Taibbi. Okay, now with regard to that, there's an article that's up at whatreallyhappened.com called, and it's a link to an article called 33 Conspiracy Theories That Turned Out to Be True. And this is an important article to read because basically it goes back over 33 events, incidents in history, which were dismissed by the media and the government as just conspiracy theory. That's nonsense. You're not a pit. They're conspiracy theorists. You don't want to look at them. And every one of them turned out to be true. And it is a reminder that very often history will eventually confirm what we're putting out on these programs here at RBN and at whatreallyhappened.com and the citizens' media. That we're out there trying to tell you what's really going on. The media's job is to conceal from you, to distract you, to get you to look over here. And obviously, in the case of this Rolling Stone writer, they have succeeded. He cannot believe Mossad would engage in such a horrific action as 9/11, even though three Mossad agents were arrested at the scene at the time, even though Mossad was part of the operation that was blowing up targets inside Egypt and trying to frame Egyptians for it back during the Levant affair, even though Mossad was involved in setting up the stage and the subsequent cover-up of the attack on the USS Liberty. But because this Matt Taibbi is constrained and enslaved by his beliefs, he cannot see it even when it is right before his eyes. The Kennedy assassination, another good example. The obviousness of the fraud and deception and lies. Once you looked at the circumstances of the Kennedy assassination with objectivity and free of the beliefs that our government could never do something like this, it's really obvious what's been going on all these years. Anyway, make a point of visiting that article, 33 Conspiracy Theories That Turned Out to Be True, What Every Person Should Know. It is a reminder that usually the conspiracy theorists have been right. And on that happy note, we're going to say farewell for today. We'll be back tomorrow, Thursday, with our show, 2 p.m. Central, here at Republic. Aloha until then.
Visible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-